Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Petty Officer Second Class Crichton Van Diesel. Up next, a person who has shaped the sound of an era, forged from the depths of adversity, and turned a tragedy into a legend. His riffs defined a movement, his music changed history, the master of heavy metal, and the architect of darkness. Do you know the story I'm talking about? Stay tuned to find out. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signalis, station serving America's best. Let's talk about streaming services, like where to watch your favorite AFN programs. AFN Now is being compatible with Apple and Android smartphones. You can get AFN Now at Google or Play Store today. Check it out on AFN Now.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
Take a journey throughout time and space, visiting each decade.
Then I saw her face.
This Day in Music.
On This Day in Music, the next artist co-founded the pioneer heavy metal rock band Black Sabbath and served as the band guitarist and leader and primary composer and sole continuous member for over 5 decades. Born in 1948, he is considered one of the pioneers of heavy metal music and is responsible for inspiring numerous subgenres of metal, most notably doom metal. He was ranked number 13 on Rolling Stone's 2023 list of 250 greatest guitarists of all time. On his last day of work in the sheet metal factory as a teenager, he lost the tips of his middle and ring finger on the right hand in an accident, an event which critically impacted his playing style. He briefly left the Black Sabbath, then known as Earth, in 1968. It subsequently returned to Black Sabbath in 1969. In 2000, he released his first solo album, Ami, followed by his 2005 Fused. He has won several awards. These include the Q Awards, Kerrang Awards, as well as 3 Grammy Awards. If you haven't guessed who I'm talking about, it's Anthony Frank Amoni Jr. Today, I'd like to wish him a happy 77th birthday. And there's plenty of ways to honor his birthday, so why not keep his spirit of music alive? Turn up the guitar and rock out just like he would want you to by jamming out to some legendary rock stations. Download the AFN Go app and listen to your Freedom Legacy on stage, where you can keep jamming every day. Something unforgettable is coming your way, an event filled with vibrant colors, lively parades, and a celebration you won't want to miss. Get ready to immerse yourself in Sicily's most iconic festival. Curious? Stay tuned for more details and mark your calendar. This one's not to be missed. Get ready for a vibrant, colorful experience you won't forget. Join MWR for Carnevale and Aquarella on Sunday, February 23rd and Sunday, March 2nd. Your adventure starts with a traditional lunch at Lemon Farmhouse before diving into one of Sicily's most spectacular carnivals. From stunning papier-mâché floats to energetic marching bands and vibrant parades, this will promise to be full of festivals and fun. You'll be transported in comfort with all the essentials included: transportation, guide, lunch, and festival entry fees. The lively atmosphere, colorful confetti, and music will have you feeling like part of the celebration. It's an experience that truly captures the spirit of Carnevale in Sicily. Spots are limited, so make sure to reserve by Friday, February 21st. For more details or to secure your place, visit MWR Community Recreations at Nazwan Midtown. Don't miss out on this one, kind of a celebration. Stay tuned, Cyber Weather Exchange Rate coming up next.
Leaves start falling when the cold wind blows.
Yeah, turning it up.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It's currently 3:32 and 52 degrees outside. The afternoon tonight, you can expect the temperature to reach a low of 48 degrees. Tomorrow, expect a partially cloudy day with a chance of rain and a high of 58 and a low of 45. Overseas exchange rate brought to you courtesy of Community Bank. One U.S. dollar gets you 94 cents euro, and €1 gets you $1.06.
And now,
out for your radio news update. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson. The key to your heart. February is here, and as we celebrate American Heart Month, it's the perfect time to focus on matters of the heart. Petty Officer Brandy Nessie explains the importance of heart health and learning how we can take charge of it.
What if the key to a healthier heart was simpler than you think? Could the right decisions today help you live a longer, healthier tomorrow? Dr. Rosa Ayala, the network cardiologist of U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella, discusses the major risk factors that can be critical towards your health.
High blood pressure, high blood sugar, obesity, and stress are all major risk factors that can negatively affect heart health. These factors can lead to heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular issues, and contribute to unhealthy behaviors, increasing the risk of heart problems over time.
Ayala also explains how to protect your heart and reduce the chance of heart disease.
To protect your heart, it's crucial to monitor your health regularly. I mean, you need to know your numbers, blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and even your BMI. Practices like meditation, yoga, mindfulness, and even a simple walk in nature can help lower stress levels and improve heart health.
This American Heart Month, make it a priority to eat healthier, move more, and manage your risk factors. Your heart will thank you. If you need more information, schedule your appointment at the U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella today. Remember, prevention is the key to your heart. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nezzi.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson.
Now, back to your favorites.
Cool, creamy, indulgent, a perfect blend of rich chocolate and refreshing mint. Every bite, a moment of pure delight. Cravings and low refreshments, closer than you think. Stay tuned to find out how to treat yourself.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate, each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this national day.
Growing up, most of my family members loved mint chocolate, but I wasn't a fan of it. I didn't start liking it until I got older. With it being National Mint Chocolate Day, it's the perfect time to go over its history. Chocolate used to be consumed as a beverage. It wasn't as popular as it is today due to its bitterness. Mint also started out as a hot beverage in Europe and was mixed with cinnamon and spices to make it more palatable. Over time, sugar chocolate mint drinks became popular and fashionable. By the 1800s, chocolate was already being mass-produced, but mixing it with mint did not happen for a while. The Romans and ancient Greeks generally used a valued mint due to its health benefits. It aids digestion, freshens the breath as regular component in many recipes. Combining mint with chocolate happened around the 19th century. In the 1940s, the creation of York Peppermint Patty was announced, and this popular development made the two flavors combined and an absolute hit. Mass production of mint chocolate was eventually combined with mint to make a dazzling final result. One of the earliest mass productions of mint chocolate was a place in New York who had a chain of stores across the U.S. Girl Scouts popularized the snack in the 50s, and they're still famous today. Speaking of Girl Scouts, did you know that Sigonella has its very own chapter here? It's a great way for kids to volunteer in your local community, make friends, and have fun while doing it. It's more than just kids to do. If you're a parent or adult that's looking to volunteer, they're looking for Scout leaders. Have you been looking for a place to work on your car? Look no further. The Auto Skills Center on NASTO is offering 2 hours of maintenance time all month on Tuesdays and Saturdays if you order $20 or more on auto parts. This includes all tools and equipment. If you would like to attend, contact Auto Skills Center to sign up today for the rest of the month.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
Mm-hmm. It's currently 3:54, and you want to discover secrets to making significant feel loved? The Love Language Workshop is for you. This class opens includes singles that want to learn their own love language tomorrow from 11 to noon at the Naswin Midtown MDR classroom. To sign up for more information, contact Health Promotion and Wellness. Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of that afternoon alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, a station serving America's best.
All she want to do is
Janice Awiri.
She